the King James version of this, which is, where there is no vision, the people perish. Another version, Eugene Peterson's The Message, says, if people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed. And then another verse about vision, if you turn to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. Ephesians 1, verse 17. Again, I'll be using the Message version. This is Paul talking to the Ephesians. He says this, I ask the God of our Master, Jesus Christ, the God of glory, to make you intelligent and discerning in knowing him personally, your eyes focused and clear so that you can see exactly what he is calling you to do. So as you can see, you know, through these verses, and there's many other verses in the Bible about the importance of vision, not only for individuals, but also for the community. So when God shows us something or reveals a vision in our life, we experience that amazing mountaintop experience and somehow expect it to unfold sooner rather than later. But before we know it, we're back in the valley, and this is where many of us faint or give up. As we just read, Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. The reality is, a lot of times we feel like we're perishing from just simply waiting for the vision to happen. That's why the Bible tells us to wait upon it earnestly in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. And it says this, for the vision is not yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay. We all know things don't go smoothly in the valley and we grow impatient. When days become weeks and weeks become months and sometimes months become years and nothing seems to be happening, we lose heart and start to second guess. Maybe you're giving up or you're on the verge of giving up. You thought at one time that God was going to use you. You were convinced of it, but it just doesn't seem to be working out. And I think, you know, God's message for you right now this morning is the story isn't over. Speaking of stories, one of my favorite stories in the Bible is the story of Joseph. If there was someone that had to wait a long time and had good reason to give up on the vision that God gave him, it was Joseph. I mean, the guy, he gets thrown in the pit by his brothers, sold into slavery, falsely accused of raping Potiphar's wife, and thrown in jail. Was all that pain and suffering necessary? It's been said that the worst thing that can happen to a person is to be successful before he's ready. Without the right foundation and character, any man or woman is at risk of getting crushed from success. So in other words, Joseph wasn't ready to become the prime minister of Egypt. He was faithful and obedient, but he lacked maturity. What God has in mind for Joseph takes 13 long and tough years of pruning. One reason it took so long was not because God was slow, but Joseph simply had to be taught. So during the times in the valley, we're often pruned. This often deals with our sore spots, and it can be many different things. It could be character deficiencies, weaknesses, addictions, habitual sin, and so forth. In other words, what in your life must go before God can truly call you his own and make you his instrument? It says this in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6. Because the Lord disciplines those he loves and punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Oswald Chambers puts it a slightly different way. He says this, God will not shield us from the requirements of sonship. God's grace produces men and women with a strong family likeness to Jesus Christ, not pampered, spoiled weaklings. So as you can see, Chambers didn't mince his words. He goes on to say this, God has to put us into the valley and put us through the fires and floods to batter us into shape until we get to the point where he can trust us with the reality of the vision. Ever since God gave us the vision, he has been at work. He's getting us into the shape of the goal he has for us, and yet over and over again, we try to escape from the sculptor's hand in an effort to batter ourselves into the shape of our own goal. The vision that God gives us is not some unattainable castle in the sky, but a vision of what God wants us to be down here. I don't know if you guys remember, but a few months ago, Pastor Eugene, when he was giving a sermon, he said this, don't doubt in the dark what God has spoken to you in the light. Or put another way, don't doubt in the valley what God has spoken to you on the mountaintop. Whether we like it or not, life was meant to live be lived in the valley and not the mountaintops. Many of us are no good for the everyday world when we are not on the mountaintop. Yet we must bring our everyday life up to the standard revealed to us on the mountaintop when we were there. And what you do in the dark or in the valley is key. You know, God expects us to be faithful when no one's watching. When you feel discouraged, when you feel like a failure, when you're lonely, and just when nobody seems to care. But one encouragement I have for you guys this morning is this, is if you have messed up, and trust me, we've all been there, it's okay. Because basically stop beating yourself up. While it's important to repent and seek God's forgiveness, we also need to forgive ourselves. And do you know what will help you forgive yourself? When you realize that God's purpose for us has not been thwarted, that he's still for you and not against you, and is going to do everything that he promised. Even if you have wandered from the Lord, even if you haven't been living as you should be, God has not forsaken you. But remember to take care of business with the Lord, wipe the dust off, get back on your feet, and continue to run the race set before you with endurance. And while you run the race with endurance, take heart that God is a God that is able to exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, which he says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. That's just God's character. And also remember that no spoken word of God shall be without ability. No impediment, no personal difficulty, no financial problem, no physical ailment can stand in the way of making him use you for a mighty instrument for his glory. So let's close our eyes. Perhaps God has given you a vision, and you know, maybe it's been weeks or months, and maybe it's time that, and just nothing seems to be happening. Maybe it's time for you to revisit that vision, and you know, to really pray to God about it and to wrestle with God about that vision. And for, you know, those of us that feel like we've never had a vision, maybe it's time for us to pray to God that he will reveal a vision to us.
With all I am, I live to see your kingdom come. And in my heart, I pray you that your will be done. Until I see you face to face, and grace amazing takes me home, I trust in you. Trust in you. I will live to love you.
Okay, let's pray for our community. Let's see. Do we have the one about, do you have the one where the community where people are sick? Okay, let's cover our community. Let's pray for people within our family that are going through cancer, through chemo, through surgery. Haija's uncle, Matthew Doble's, and Connie's aunt, Kian's mom, for our cancer. The eradication of cancerous cells in Lizzie. Alex Lee's father's chemo for stomach cancer. PSAM's aunt for pancreatic cancer. And his aunt's as well for breast cancer. And Gloria Victoria Lowe for surgery for Harmony's father, who's getting recovery from an injured neck. Chung's cousin Vince, who needs a bone marrow match. Ashley's friend Dorina, who has a kidney failing from an infection and needs a liver match. And our brother Patrick, who has several needs, retina recovery, increased lung capacity, and to eradicate the nasal cavity growth. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters. Okay, and as you can see on the second page for illnesses, and there's people that need to be prayed for illness and salvation, people that don't know Christ, and also infirmities, as well as people that are seeking jobs. Can you just cover these people this morning? Okay, let's move on to our mission focus for Kenny, our brother that's in Nagoya, Japan, Rachel and Ralph and Juanita Oberg, who are at the Thai Center in Thailand, and just to pray and cover North Korea, the persecuted church, and Chris, who's been doing a lot of work there. Okay, next let's cover the SP Ministries. Let's cover Noah's Ark, the nursery, SP Youth, and the Men's and Women's Ministry. The Men's Ministry will be meeting this Saturday, so if you can actually pray for that event as well. And finally, let's cover the house churches that will be meeting today. And there are three of them. It's Conduit, Kennedy, and PBHV. Father God, we just thank you so much to come this morning on this Thursday, Lord, to praise your name, Lord, and to learn more about you, Father God. And Lord, it says in the Bible, Lord, that where there's no vision, the people perish, Father God. And so many of us feel, Lord, that, you know, we have had visions, Lord, but nothing has happened, Lord. And you know, many of us are frustrated, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that you will help us, Lord, to run that race with endurance, Lord. Father God, that we will be faithful and obedient no matter what, Lord. And Lord, to trust, Lord, that you are always in control, Father God, and that you are always at work. So, Lord, we just want to praise you and worship you. Lord, I just pray a blessing over everyone that's come this morning, Lord, and Lord, that you will just bless our day. And we pray this all in your Son's precious name.